Jesus, speaking in John 12, 46 and 47, said these words, "I am come a light into the world, and whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world." Hello, everyone. This is Fred Barrows welcoming you to this radio broadcast. Brother Roger Decker, pastor of the Church of God here at God's Acres in Newark, wishes to thank each and every one of you for joining us today. His purpose for this ministry is to seek honest hearts that sick of sin, and to present the salvation message to those that want to be free from sin and live a holy life. He has asked Brother Larry Dishman from Hurley, Mississippi, to bring these thoughts to your heart today.
Turn your Bibles over to the book of Romans 3:23. "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." All have sinned, come short of the glory of God. Therefore, all need salvation. Everyone needs salvation. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." God, in the Word of God, offers salvation to every individual. If you're not saved, God is offering you salvation. The Scriptures makes it clear in Romans 1:16, where he said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." I thought about what Titus said in the second chapter in verse number 11. He said, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." Then our mind went over to 2 Thessalonians as we're just laying a foundation for our thought. In 2 Thessalonians 1, verse number 7, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and the glory of his power." Now, the Lord Jesus Christ does not wish that anybody be lost. God does not want you to be lost. If you're here and you're not a Christian, God does not will you to be lost forever. There's several scriptures that makes that clear. For instance, in 1 Timothy 2 and verse number 4, he said, "Who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." If God's perfect will was done upon this earth, all men would be saved, and not only be saved, all men would come to the knowledge of the truth. There would be nobody in false religion if the perfect will of God was accomplished, because he wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Peter 3:9, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Thank God for the souls that's been saved. There's others that our hearts are heavy for, and we want so bad to see these saved. But we have to come to the grip with the fact not everybody's going to be saved. That's a hard pill to swallow, but not everyone is going to be saved. No matter how much effort we put forth, no matter how much we pray, some people will not get saved. Talking about having a soul burning, winning souls, a brother came up to me. He said, you know, I've talked to several people about the Lord, but I failed to close the deal. Seemed like he was downhearted, discouraged. And I said to him, Paul didn't always close the deal. He did not close the deal with Felix. When he talked to him about getting saved, getting right with God, why didn't Felix get saved? Because he had a choice. Why didn't Agrippa get saved? Because Agrippa had a choice. Just like you have a choice. In spite of all the Lord has done, all these scriptures about salvation, how he's provided salvation, and not only provided salvation, he's let us know how he loves the world, and he don't want people to be lost. He wants to save people, yet many people is going to be lost eternally. Someone said, how do you know? Matthew 7:13, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. I preached many times on the subject, who will be saved? But this morning, I'd like to talk to you for a little while on you will not be saved if. You will not be saved if you do not desire to be saved. If you do not desire to be saved, you will not be saved. God does not will to save anyone against their will. He does not force anybody to be saved. If you're waiting for God to force you to be saved, you're never going to get saved. It's just simply an invitation that God gives mankind, such as found in the book of Matthew, the 11th chapter and verse number 28, when he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yes, though the Bible says he will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, he will not save you if you do not desire to be saved. So all we can do is pray that God will give you the desire to be saved. You will not be saved if you deny God. Notice the words of the Hebrew writer in the 11th chapter, verse number 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Psalms 14:1 says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Let me tell you something, sinner. You will not be saved if you despise the grace of God. You will not be saved if you despise the grace of God. No one can be saved apart from the grace of God. Nobody ever has, and nobody ever will be saved apart from the grace of God. Ephesians 2 and verse number 5, even when we were dead in sins, hath he quickened together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And Romans 3:24 says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus. To despise or reject the grace of God is to bring about condemnation. But we also must understand that no one is saved by grace apart from one's obedient faith. We have religions in our world that they are talking about being saved by the grace of God, and that's so true, but we are not saved by grace apart from one's obedient faith. They talk so much about grace, and they think they know so much about grace, but they do not preach or teach what the grace of God teaches us. Do you know what the grace of God teaches us? Titus said in the second chapter and verse number 11, for the grace of God that bringeth about salvation hath appeared to all men. There it is. It appears to all men. You're not going to go to hell and say the grace of God never appeared to me. No, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. And after it appears to you, here's what it does. In verse number 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Sinner friend, you will not be saved if you disrespect the word of God. One must respect and be filled with reverence to God's word. To the extent that we desire to know the word of God and be willing to do whatever it says. If you're not willing to do that, then you will not be saved. The word of God is all sufficient when it comes to guidance to heaven. The word of God tells us exactly what we can do to make it to heaven and to miss hell. 2 Peter 1:3, according to his divine power, hath he given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory with virtue. Again, listen to what 2 Timothy 3 and verse number 15 said, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You will not be saved if you disrespect the word of God. You will not be saved if you devise your own plan of salvation. The gospel of Christ is the power unto salvation. You know what's wrong? A lot of folks, they've devised their own plan. They said, here's what I believe. And I think I can do this and I'll be a Christian. You know what? You've devised your own plan. Nobody's going to go to heaven that tries to devise their own plan like Naaman in the word of God. He tried to devise his own plan. The man of God said, and here's what you want to do if you want to be made whole. But he said, I tell you what, I know some waters that's better. I need to go there. Devising his own plan. If you ever get saved, you're going to go by God's plan. If you ever go to God's heaven, you're going to go by God's book. And he laid out the requirements, what one must do in order to be saved. And if you ever get saved, you'll meet every requirement that the word of God has set before us. Amen. Following our own plans will not work. Jeremiah 10:23, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. The Bible tells us in Romans 10 and verse number 1, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer for Israel is they might be saved. For I bear record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, are going about to establish their own righteousness, and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Some have said, well, you know what I believe, Brother Larry? I believe it really don't matter what you believe, as long as you believe something that's as far from the truth as anything that I've ever heard. It does matter what you believe. If it don't matter what you believe, then Paul was burdened for these people in vain. These people that Paul was burdened for, the people that Paul said, I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen in the flesh. They had a zeal for God, but it was not according to knowledge. Amen. You will not be saved if you determine not to forgive others. Because the Bible tells me in the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse number 15, but if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You will not be saved if you determine, I'm not going to forgive him. I'm not going to forgive her. You will not be saved if you declare that with God it matters not what you are religiously. In the book of Acts, we see that the Jews on the day of Pentecost, the eunuch in the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, and Lydia in Acts 16, Paul in Acts chapter 9 were all religious, but were religiously wrong. It ain't enough. It's not enough to be religious. You can be religious. I've got my own religion. Now I know a lot of folks got their own religion, but your own religion will send you straight to a devil's hell. All these people had their own religion, many more that I can mention, but they were lost on their way to a devil's hell. They all got saved and turned around and went to Straight Street, started their way to heaven. If it matters not what one is religiously, then why were they called to change and obey the gospel? You this morning will not be saved if you deceive yourself into thinking that living a good moral life is all that's demanded. If that's what your problem is, you think because you live a good moral life, that's all you got to do, you will not be saved. Cornelius in Acts chapter 10 and Acts chapter 11 was a good moral man, but he was not saved until he obeyed the gospel. See, a lot of folks think that he was already saved, but Acts 11:14, he said, who shall tell thee words whereby thy and thy house shall be saved? He didn't say shall be sanctified, but shall be saved. Being a good moral person is the kind of person the child of God is to be, but it will not make you a child of God. Being a good moral person, you will not be saved if you decide that faith is the only thing necessary to being saved. Faith is certainly necessary. You can't be saved without it. The Philippian jailer asked Paul, what must I do to be saved? And he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. But don't think you can just have faith and continue to live in sin and be a Christian. John 8:24, I said therefore unto you that ye should die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, ye should die in your sins. It takes more than just believing, according to the book of James, the 2nd chapter. If that's all you got is faith, and if that faith is not producing good works in your heart and life, then it's all in vain. Paul said, I will show you my works by my faith. It takes more than faith. That's why James 2:24, see ye then how a man is justified by works and not by faith only. This morning, you will not be saved if you depart not from your sins. Jesus makes it very clear. Except you shall repent, you shall all likewise perish. Without turning from sin, salvation is an impossibility. You cannot hold on to your sins and hold on to the Savior at the same time. That's what repentance is. Repentance is more than a change of mind. It's more than a change of heart. It's a change of action. And without turning from sin, salvation is an impossibility. Acts 17:30, in the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Sinner, you cannot be saved if you denounce that Jesus is the Son of God. Because the Bible says, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Sinner, last but not least, you will not be saved if you sin away your day of grace. Many folks sin away their day of grace. You're not going to be saved. No one who sins away their day of grace is saved. And it's very possible that you keep putting it off. You keep saying no. You're going to end up sinning away your day of grace. Every sinner, if it was not for the grace of God, you'd already be lost in hell. It's only His mercy, His love, His grace that you're still in the land of opportunity. I'm amazed sometimes that God was merciful to me till I turned 18 years old. The way I was raised, what I had going for me, a good Christian mother, and a good Christian father, and what I went out and did and the way I lived, it's amazing that God didn't cut me off when I was a teenager. It's amazing under the influence of alcohol and drugs that I didn't have a car accident. I didn't have some tragedy. I can't get over that song in the evening light songbook. As I look o'er the past, I behold how His wide arms of mercy held me. And every time I look back on those teenage years, I'm amazed that God's mercy held me. I had some very close calls of going out in eternity. Time and time again, God was merciful to my soul. Sinner, if you sin away your day of grace, you will not be saved. If you fall in any of these categories, you will not be saved. Don't allow these things to happen to you. From these few points, you can see this morning that not everyone will be saved. Somebody said, how can you come to grips with the fact that sinners will go out into eternity lost without God? Wouldn't that make you angry at God? No, because every time I've looked at a casket and saw an individual who I felt like was not, I've been able to say, God, You was merciful. You did Your part. You gave them the opportunity. They're the ones that turned it down. God is good. God is holy. Don't get bitter at God. The Bible says, shall not the God of the universe do what's right? God always does what's right. But how about you? What about you this morning? Are you in a saved condition right now? If not, do you desire to be? Do you have the least desire to be saved? If you are saved, you must be guided
by what the Bible declares. Obey the gospel this morning while you have the desire, while you have the opportunity to do so. That'll be the greatest decision you'll ever make in life. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting of your sins, confessing Christ, and then live a faithful life. He wants to save you. We love you. God loves you.
Brother Dishman, that was certainly a sobering message. It reminds us our soul, that inner man that lives on the inside, is going to live on throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. Friend, if your intention is to make heaven your home, you must prepare for it now. 2 Corinthians 6:2, Paul tells us that now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Christ encourages you not to neglect this most important issue of life. Do it now. Do it today, while you have time and opportunity. Ezekiel tells us that God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, nor does he want anyone to let sin be their ruin. Dear one, if you desire to find salvation but need help, we invite you to call Brother Roger Decker at 740-345-1213. He is always ready to help pray with or counsel those that need help. That number to call again is 740-345-1213. If you would like to receive a copy of today's radio broadcast, please give us a call at that same number, 345-1213. We want to remind you of our periodical called The Gospel Trumpeter. For your free copy, please call us at 740-345-1213. Or for any previous issues that you would like to have, please browse our website at godsacres.org. We invite you out to our services today. For transportation, you can call that same number, 740-345-1213. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 9:30. Morning worship is at 10:45. Each evening at 5 o'clock, our youth services begin. Then at 6 o'clock is our evening worship service. This is Fred Barrows saying thank you for joining us here today. Hopefully this program has been a help and a blessing to each of you. Brother Decker would like to invite each of you to join us here again next week at the same time. So until then, may God bless you is our prayer.